Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Drug smuggling emerges as the latest affliction in Lebanon. Saudi Arabia, along with four of its neighboring countries, is banning Lebanese produce imports after massive drug and weapon seizures. Now, the bans will cost produce farmers in Lebanon more than $70 million, and the loss comes at a difficult time. Over half of the population lives in poverty due to Lebanon's multi-layered crises. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adams says the people of Lebanon, whether residents or refugees, are tired of the status quo.
They're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they're saying there's got to be something better. Even Muslims are done with their religion. One person told me it's empty, there's nothing to it. Can you help me understand who Jesus is? Because I keep hearing this.
Pray Heart for Lebanon staff will be bold and courageous as they introduce people to Jesus.
It's a wide open opportunity for us.
And the term COVID casualties describes more than people who die of COVID-19. At our website, Kenya Hope's Joy Mueller describes the pandemic suffering that she saw in Kenya. Getting medical help is a major problem, but Kenya Hope offers tangible help with a meaningful message.
Kenya Hope is a holistic ministry, meaning we don't just preach the gospel. We try to live the gospel. We do try to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
You can help them provide medical care to kids like Semenkor.
He desperately needed open heart surgery. And this was just beyond the means of that family. But Kenya Hope, we raised some funds for it and we're able to get him that surgery. Being able to help people with these medical conditions is a phenomenal way to show the love of Christ to them.
We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.